Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Talking some Brewers baseball in this massive winning streak of two games. They picked up a game on the Cubs yesterday. Bill Schmid, Baby Tausch, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. How you doing, Billy?
I'm doing better, Bill, after you start winning some of these one-run games again. And although, what is going on with this bullpen? It's like the cardiac cats of the Northwestern Wildcats back in, like, 2008. And you remember that run? And they had, like, 17 games in 3 years that all came down to a field goal. His team is playing some tight, tight baseball games.
Hey, I heard yesterday on your show, you guys replayed the interview that I had with David Stearns. What was your takeaway from that?
I thought my biggest takeaway from it, Bill, was that players are going to have to play better. And when he said it in the first question you asked him, and what is your overview of the season so far, he said it's been an inconsistent season. And ultimately, we need for our next 7 weeks, and the last 7 weeks of the season, to play our best baseball. We still have everything in front of us that we want to accomplish. But he was pretty forthright, I thought, in saying that this team is built to win. And it was built to win when it started the year, and it's still at that point right now. You're in a position where a Mike Minor trade, I don't think, was going to solve your problems. You know, to go out and get Zach Wheeler, that wasn't going to solve having every single one of your five starters that you broke camp with in March not in the rotation as we talk right now on August 7th. They have a lot of work to do, but the offense is going to have to carry them for 3 weeks until they can get some reinforcements up here in September.
Yeah, I took away that he did what he could when it came to the trade deadline. I took away that, because I'd asked him. I said the same thing to him that I've been saying. Look, it's one thing if you're telling everybody you're spending more money, but if you're not spending enough money to actually be that overwhelmingly competitive team, you know, it's great to say we've spent more, but if you're upgrading from a Chevy Chevette to a Chevy Impala when everybody else is driving around in a Corvette, does it really matter? And he just said, look, we just still have to do things within the constraints of our budget. And that's not what we were told in the beginning. And I just wanted to make sure I got that in there just to see what the answer was going to be. I really still believe this team can spend more money, and I think they're going to have to do that this upcoming offseason. Now, I think they have enough horses to get them there, but if they can just hang on for the next 3 weeks, and I know that's a big hang-on, it seems like Woodruff and maybe Jimmy Nelson and maybe some of the guys start getting healthy. Maybe if you're right there in the last 3 to 4 weeks of the season, you start to get your depth back, and maybe then this team can make a legitimate run.
And Bill, don't look now, but look at three scoreless outings in a row coming back from Tommy John surgery for Brent Suter. I don't know why. I can't figure it out, but they're a better baseball team when Brent Suter's on the team. So when you're looking at arms that possibly can be coming up here and helping you out, David Stearns is right. And I like your Impala comparison because it is. It's what you have to deal with in this market, and it's what you have to go through. But I think it also is telling by what he said there, and they made no bones about it, that they had money and extra money in reserves to go out and spend it here at the deadline. But for what the position they're in right now with the health constraints they have, it just wasn't feasible at this point. But you start comparing the opening of this winning window, right? And we talk about it with the Green Bay Packers all the time, that the window might be closed, and Aaron Rodgers only 3 or 4 more years. And how open is this window for the Milwaukee Bucks to win with Giannis? It appears that they're just trying to crack open this winning window in Milwaukee. And you look at what the Houston Astros did. They tore it all the way down to the bare bones. But David Stearns went out and started winning a little bit earlier up here in Milwaukee. And to try to sustain success across the span of 5, 6, 7 years and give yourself multiple chances at winning a World Series, Bill, you got to bring up a Trent Grisham on August 1st in the heat of a pennant race and let a 22-year-old kid learn and get better at the big league. Same with Keston Hiura. Everybody felt like Keston Hiura was the big bat that you were getting. That was your Mike Moustakas deal this year. And when you're starting to add in where this team and where this organization is in the theoretical build that David Stearns is at, they're probably right in the beginning stages of it. And I think it's a good thing for Brewers fans to understand that if this is where you struggle in a season, where still you're three games out of first place and a game and a half out of a wild card berth, this is a pretty good situation to be in if you're David Stearns, Mark Antanasio, and the Milwaukee Brewers.
I agree. It's not a bad spot to be in. I still think that there's enough flaws with everybody else around you that you have the ability to catch the Cubs and the Cardinals.
Yep.
I don't doubt that at all. I think it becomes more and more incumbent, though, that this team has to hit the baseball. As much as we can talk about pitching, and it does come down to pitching, this team has to score 4.5 runs per game from here on out on average if they're going to win the majority of their games. I did use the statistic yesterday about comeback wins after 7 innings, but they're ahead of 22 out of 30 teams in Major League Baseball in doing so. So it's not like they haven't been able to do it, but they need to get 4 runs on the board prior to the 7th inning for this team to have consistent success.
And what they do late in games is huge. And for them to be able to tack on and put pressure against other teams' bullpens, you saw that Cub team get blown out just like the Brewers have earlier on in this season last night by the Oakland A's at home. All of these teams have so many flaws. You're right. It's way too early for you to believe that any of these teams are going to run away with it, because if they would have, they probably would have in the first 3.5-4 months of the year. This is going to be a tight race all the way down to last week.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, at what point, and I know that he had a good couple of days, but at what point does Orlando Arcia, you start to look at him and go, you know what, come this offseason, we may want to upgrade that shortstop position? Because I was reading the article the other day out of ESPN where they were going through all the numbers, and one of the most disappointing numbers that I don't think people realize is, on average, Orlando Arcia, 3 out of the last 4 years, has been below average when it comes to overall WAR. That's offense, defense, and wins above replacement. He has been, for lack of a better term, he's been below average or poor. Do you then start to look at Orlando Arcia and say, you know what, this might be an upgradable position?
Tim Allen and I on the post-game show here in Milwaukee on 105.7 FM, The Fan, we were debating it the last couple of nights. Bill, I see him as being rather replaceable, and I know that might not be what people want to hear of a 25-year-old guy that at one point was your number one overall prospect for about a year and a half. He's a .660 OPS player, and when you're talking about what you do, getting on base and driving the baseball and getting yourself either into scoring position or driving in runs, he's a replaceable player offensively, and the defense, while there are flashes where it's spectacular, I think there's more opportunities where you look and see, we got Keston Hiura over here who, yeah, he's not a great defensive player, but if he's given us a .950 OPS and driving in almost 100 runs, we'll figure out how to get the defense lined up with shifting and all these other metrics of how you can stop balls from that are in the infield from getting into the outfield and becoming bleeder base hits. I don't necessarily believe that Orlando Arcia should be believing that his spot is very comfortable in the offseason.
Yeah, I don't think I would either. What would you do with Travis Shaw?
It's tough, man. I don't know exactly if you can give up on him at this point, because if you're going to look at what you're going to get for him, there's a reason why Jesus Aguilar was the one that was shipped out for Jake Furia, for a guy that could get you some innings, because he was really the only one that had a whole lot of value. And for Travis Shaw to be one of the most consistent hitters in the last 2 years across baseball, to just fall off the map like he has this year, he needs an offseason to get back into the groove and line things up. But for me, Travis Shaw is in a situation that I think he was in coming into this year. There's going to be some uncertainty. I would prefer to re-sign Mike Moustakas. I think it's a win-win deal when you think of the clubhouse atmosphere, the winning mantra he brings you, and straight up just the production that you get from Mike Moustakas. And Travis Shaw is a guy coming off the bench, and he can relish that role. He could be one of the most dangerous weapons in baseball, but he's going to be on this team for me next year breaking camp. I can't give up on a bat that hit me 63 home runs in 2 years.
Always good, baby Tausch. Looking forward to hearing you guys after the post game or after the game on the baseball post game show out in Milwaukee, and hopefully the Brewers get a sweep against Pittsburgh and continue on from there. They've got, you know what, though, and I said this the other day, they've got their destiny in their own hands. They still play the Cubs quite a bit. They still play the Cardinals quite a bit. So you can't say that they don't have an opportunity and that things have gotten away from them. It's right there for the taking. They just have to win. And if they win against those teams, then they're going to actually win the division. And dare I say that. So there's still a lot of hope. And although I know coming out of Chicago it didn't look good, but there's still a lot of hope for this team.
And try to keep those burnout Pittsburgh Pirates, who are 4-20 since the All-Star break, at bay today. Get another W and get out of Pittsburgh. End this road trip at 4-5. That's a heck of an accomplishment of where it was at. Billy, I'm going to see you tomorrow down there at the State Fair. After I win the celebrity cream puff eating contest, I'm going to come over and grab a headset, and we're going to break down my performance.
As long as you don't Joey Chestnut all over me, we're good to go.
I promise not to, unit.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Baby Tower. She's going to be in that cream puff eating contest tomorrow down here at the Wisconsin State Fair. Forgot about that. We are broadcasting live at the Wisconsin State Fair inside the Goose Island Ale House next to the Budweiser Pavilion. Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. They've been doing it for 80-plus years. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.